This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran on Sunday balked at holding an informal meeting with the United States and three European powers about reviving the 2015 accord that restrained Tehran's nuclear development program to keep it from developing weapons. Tehran said that before talks are held, the new U.S. administration of President Joe Biden must first lift its unilateral economic sanctions against Iran. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said that considering the recent actions and statements by the United States, Britain, France, and Germany, Iran does not consider this the time to hold an informal meeting with these countries. But the proposal for the meeting was made by the European Union's foreign policy chief. A White House spokesperson responded Sunday by expressing disappointment with Iran's response, but said the United States is ready to re-engage. Washington will consult the other four permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, Britain, France, China and Russia, plus Germany, on the best way forward, according to that spokesperson. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal in 2018. Biden has since said he wants to rejoin the pact, which includes Russia and China. The U.S. has also opened talks with Iran over the fate of at least five American hostages being held by Tehran. An internal U.S. government report obtained by the New York Times says that Ethiopia is conducting a systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing under the cover of war in the Tigray region. The area is largely controlled by Amhara militias in the northern part of the country. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.